Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Varden's going to join us now from TheAthletic.com. Of course, covers the NBA. And he's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, Joe?
Let's take Hello, two. Joe. Hey, Joe. Sorry about that, buddy.
Hey, Joe.
Sorry.
I'm here, yes. Talking to myself, apparently.
Sorry about that. That's my fault.
All good, brother. How you been?
Good, good. It was, you know, hey, any day on the golf course, I suppose, is a good day. So my score be damned. We'll take it.
Have you ever played tennis with Dustin Fox, though?
Oh, no, but I've heard.
Nick Camino keeps wanting to get me out and to play some tennis, but he keeps ducking me.
Really?
We'll see. I mean, Camino says he's got some game. We'll find out.
The pride of Solon, Nick Camino?
Yeah. The Comet himself.
Well, soon Dustin will be pickleball age.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm already that age, by the way, because I have picked it up, and it is a very fun game.
It is. It is. That's true. You know, we played it. I didn't mean to talk about this, but we actually – The bubble was a big pastime, paddleball, pickleball was a big pastime at the bubble, and the NBA referees played it every day, regardless of how hot it was in the Central Florida sun, and then after a while, the writers got a chance to play, so it is fun. I don't know that we followed the rules, but yeah, that's a great game.
Well, who was considered the best pickleball player of the writers?
Well, that's a good question. You know, myself and Kyle Goon, we played quite a bit for a couple days. He covers the Lakers for the Orange County Register. And then when Sam Amick, my partner at the Athletic, tapped in for me after 2 months, he played a lot. So,
okay.
You know, it was a small group. But I know the refs, I mean, they got at it. They were vicious out there. Vicious.
Wow. Joe, what'd you think of what the Cavs did last night? Certainly all eyes were on 14. I mean, we could break down the second round, but I'm not sure why. But what do you think of Agbaji, and what do you think's next?
Yeah, let's not break down the second round because I, you know, what do I know? I mean, you really start to get into the weeds there. But I was actually thrilled with the Agbaji pick, and I'll tell you guys why. For one, he does the things that they need. You know, he runs off screens and can catch and shoot threes. They really don't have that guy, so that's great. I love that. The second thing I love is that he comes from a winning program. I don't think, of course, that you need to be drafting every single player from Duke and Kansas and North Carolina and Gonzaga, but I do think that coming from a winning program and knowing how to play matters. And sometimes knowing how to play means you have to be there for a while. And in Agbaji's case, I mean, he's 22 years old. He was there for, I almost think he stayed all 4 years. I'm sure he was there for a while. You know, he's the same as Darius. He's older than Evan and Okoro. So, you know, I really like this. I mean, he's not going to come out tomorrow and be Klay Thompson, but he's experienced. He does the things they need to do, and I think he's going to know how to play. And so I was thrilled that they got him.
Joe, do you think that he'll find his way into some sort of a rotation this year, or is that just unfair to speculate at this point?
Well, thinking about my appearance with you guys today, I was really kind of going over that because my main thing with the Cavs is I understand why they played the big lineup that they did when everybody was healthy last year. You sign Markkanen to the deal that you sign him to. Your personnel being what it is, like, that was the group that was going to work. I don't think that that is sustainable, and I don't think, especially for the rest of the Cavs' rotation, I think they really got in trouble when they in the play-in, going that route, when they had to go to their bench. They couldn't get to Kevin Love. They had to stay big. It just kind of junks up everything. So, to answer your question, I do think he finds a way into the rotation this year. I don't know that they go away from that big lineup just yet. I mean, I have no information or knowledge that they would try to move Markkanen right now. That I have no reporting on that whatsoever. So I expect that next year that's what we will see. But I think that they need to get more towards a traditional wing who is versatile, you know, who can defend and move his feet a few different positions, and who also, you know, shoots from the outside, and that could be Agbaji. So yes, in the rotation this year, and then I do think he will eventually be a starting player.
When you look at, you know, the other options at 14, and I know, you know, like we Dustin and I were talking earlier, I mean, there's not a lot of knowledge of a lot of these players for around here to open up the phone lines and get crazy about it. When you're at 14, it's easier to sit in Sacramento right now and go, why didn't we take Jaden Ivey over Keegan Murray? But, I mean, was there any other players that you saw at 14 that went, maybe they were a better fit for the Cavs? Or to me or to you, was Agbaji the slam dunk?
No, I mean, if I were Kobe Altman and I had that choice, that's who I would have gone with. Malachi, the kid from Ohio State, you know, I saw him play a couple times, just like everybody else, being a Buckeye fan and just watching on TV. And I know, that he's got a lot of upside. But he's a kid and I'm already young. I'm really young and I want to win, sooner than later. And all my other kids have gotten a chance to play now. They got into the play-in round, so I love the idea of the next.
Joe, do we have you now? Do we have you now?
Allegedly.
So what golf course are you playing that's in the middle of nowhere?
Where'd you play?
Well, I'm trying to work my way from Sandridge all the way in past Chesterland on the east side.
I said it.
You said you. He called it.
I called it. I said Sandridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got a great friend out there. Very happy to play. To go out there and play. Thank you, Gary Mann. But, yeah, man, the cell reception between there and the crib on the west side is not good.
Well, no worries. We will give you a pass for that because you were playing a beautiful golf course today. So back to my question. We got just a few minutes, I guess, with Joe Vardon from The Athletic. All the second round picks, right? I mean, they made a trade yesterday, so they had three. Nobody thought they would end up with four players last night. They did. What was behind, what was the reasoning for having all the second round picks?
Well, listen, I mean, Draymond Green is a second round pick, and I appreciate the Cavs front office for doing this due diligence and continuing to work to find that player. And the reason why I say that is that there was a time, actually, no, it was fairly recent, and everybody remembers this. I did not like at all when they gave Andy Barajow a roster spot over the final 20 days or whatever that was. And I love Andy. He's a neighbor of mine, actually. But from a organizational standpoint, they were wasting time on a roster spot instead of trying to find as many good players as they can for the future. And so in this case, I like that they worked to get back into the second round. They've spent the entire year scouting. And so it's good. That's an organization that is leaving no stone unturned and trying to find that last guy. I appreciate it.
What about Colin Sexton? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think that magic number is where a team will offer it and the Cavs say you can have him?
Well, guys, we're going to have to wait.
What just happened?
We still got you.
What happened, Joe?
What is that?
What happened?
What happened?
I actually don't even know. I thought you guys were doing this.
No.
We got, what's going on?
This has been wild.
This is a wild interview. I love it.
That is crazy. Yeah, I thought you guys were playing this music.
No.
Is it your phone playing music now?
Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
But you hear music?
I heard it. I could have sworn that you guys were playing some music to, like, as a joke for Colin.
No, not at all.
No.
Oh, my goodness. This is the craziest phone call ever. Listen, Colin Sexton, he's going to take, like, it's going to take a while. He's not at the top of anybody's list. We've got to wait for the rest of the market to play out. Rich Paul is his agent. He is a super agent, as we all know. He's also somebody who works very closely with the Cavs. He also represents Darius. I think that they are looking for a high number like in the $20 million range per year. And I don't think the Cavs are going to want to pay that. We'll see if anybody else can. You know, the Cavs would like to bring him back on a contract that is tradable so they can see how he fits or if he can beat out Caris LeVert, how Colin does coming off the bench, all those things, you know. And if somebody's willing to pay him above what they're looking to spend, then he goes.
All right, Joe, I'm going to try to get this question in and hopefully get an answer before you cut out again.
all right.
Your buddy Wendy said today, I believe, to watch what the Cavs do over the next year with their cap and freeing up space to, you know, the conspiracy theory of LeBron. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, I mean, Kevin Love is in the final year of his deal. They have LeVert. You know, they have Lauri Markkanen. You know, so they have some tradable pieces. You know, what they do to get there is up to them. You know, I am still the believer that LeBron does not come back here. I just don't think he wants to leave Los Angeles as a lifestyle. And I just thought that had a lot more to do with posturing than anything else.
And, I mean, the Cavs are kind of building something here, to be quite honest. They want the circus to come back one more time? And will Dan Gilbert even allow that?
I don't know. I mean, LeBron, that's such a, it's not a cut and dried discussion, I think, in any direction. You know, LeBron could probably, not probably, he would on a good team make you a championship team. I still don't know to this day. I keep getting confused if he led the league in scoring or not. He was on pace too. I don't know if he played enough games. I kind of think he didn't. Like, maybe he just missed the number. But at his age, he still basically led the NBA in scoring. He's that kind of player. And he also, listen, he made the careers of everybody there. There's just no doubt about that. Of all the front office guys, like, all of them who have championship rings have them because of LeBron. There's no arguing that. Same with Dan, no arguing that. So if he wanted to do that, actually, you'd have to really take a look at it for all those reasons. But I just, again, if his lifestyle, his business operations, all that is in Los Angeles, the James family loves living in L.A., and to my knowledge, LeBron, I mean, when I was working with him daily and then even the next couple years after that, I got no sense from him whatsoever that he would want to live away from home for 9 months out of the year, away from his younger son and certainly his daughter and his wife. Like, that's just not who he is. Things change, but I have no knowledge of that. So I just don't see that one happening. I just don't. And I could be wrong, but I just don't see it.
Joe, this was fun, man. It was wild, but we appreciate your time.
We got through it, man.
Yes,
together.
Sir.
Yeah, we got through it together.
Yeah, that's right. We've been through so much together, Justin.
Yes, we have.
We'll spice it up a little bit here.
Good stuff, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.